The Gemara on that Pei Zayin on the base, on the bottom of the Amud, teaches us Tana Rabbanan Shlosh Dvarim Hita Reb Chananya Ben Akavi Lanshi Tveria. There were three rules that Reb Chananya Ben Akavi was lenient for the Anshi Tveria. Memal Amayim Guzustra B'Shabbos. He allowed them to fill water they had a plank. If they had a plank over the water, he allowed them to fill water through that plank if it had a hole on it. Time them ba'otza, he allowed the fruit to be put into the residue of beans, and even though, as the Gemara explains, that residue was wet, and normally when food is exposed to certain liquids, we know the food becomes mukshur l'kabel tuma. This food was not considered mukshur l'kabel tuma because, as the Gemara explains, that they didn't want the food specifically to get wet. The only reason that they put the food into the otza while it was still wet early in the morning was because they used to get up early in the morning to do their work, and since they got up early in the morning to do their work, therefore they would have this otza wet, but not because they wanted the food to get wet. And the third halacha, umestapkin baluntas, they used to dry themselves with an aluntis on Shabbos. And the Gemara explains, Mahi, the Tanya, the Gemara in Dapei Chesam and Aleph explains, the Tanya Mestabik Odnam Baluntis, a person is allowed to dry himself with a towel on Shabbos, and there is no concern that he's going to come to do Schita, squeezing out the water from that towel. Or Menichai, and the Gemara continues to say, Menichai B'chaloyim, he should then put it on the window. And we'll discuss what the Gemara means with this. However, says the Gemara, even though we're being lenient and allowing one to wipe himself with a towel on Shabbos, the halacha is one should not give that towel to the bathhouse attendants. We were concerned that they may come to do schita. This is their job, to clean the towels, to wash the towels, and therefore there's greater concern that these individuals will do schita. Rav Shimon says that in a place where there's an Erev or a Yontif, where there's no issue of carrying, one can bring it even to his home. And in understanding this Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Aleph, indeed, Paskins like this Gemara in Simen Shin Aleph Sif Memches, Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, Mestabik Odem Beluntis, a person is allowed to dry himself with a bath towel, Umavim Biyodoi, and he's allowed to carry it, Veloy Chashinan Shemayova Lischait, we are not concerned that he may do Schita. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, one should be careful not to give this towel to the bathhouse attendants, for we need to be concerned that they indeed may do schita. And there's a fundamental question in understanding this Gemara. As we just learned the Gemara says there were three things that Chazal were matter for the Anshei Tveria. So the question is, for example, the case that we described, the case of the Otza. There, it's very clear that this was a heter that was said for the Anshei Tveria. The Anshei Tveria got up, as the Gemara says, early in the morning. And therefore, when they wrap the fruit in this Otza that's wet, it's not because they want the fruit to get wet. And if you want the fruit to get wet, then the fruit becomes mukshul kabel tuma. They did it because they got up early in the morning. In fact, Rashi adds an interesting dimension. Rashi adds a dimension that their fruit was somewhat moist anyway. And since their fruit was moist anyway, they certainly didn't want their fruit to get any more moist. And it's just that they wrapped it in this moist otzo, because that's how their schedule, their daily schedule worked out. When the Gemara here continues teaching us a halacha, which is obviously very relevant to us, how and when may one wipe himself with a towel? What does that Gemara mean? Does the Gemara also speak specifically to the Anshei Tveria? Or does the Gemara speak to everyone? It's clear that the Shulchan Aruch said, that we just read, doesn't differentiate between the Anshei Tveria and everyone else. And the question is, why indeed is there no concern for Shema Yisrael? And there are a number of approaches that the Paiskim, the Rishonim, already mentioned. The Ran says, because it's impossible for a person to wash himself and not dry himself. And therefore, to tell a person that he's allowed to wash himself and not dry himself, it's a gzeira she'ein rov hatzibur yechol lamed bo. It's a gzeira that people can't fulfill. And we know the Ran says that Chazal never make rules that are impossible to fulfill. And in fact, the Magen Avraham suggests that maybe nowadays that we don't wash ourselves on Shabbos, only in the very hot climates where Chazal lenient under certain circumstances and conditions for one to wash himself. But now nobody takes a bath or a shower on Shabbos, so maybe you shouldn't be allowed to dry yourself on Shabbos. Because if the entire heter that the Ran says that we're allowed to dry ourselves on Shabbos because it's all an extension of washing ourselves, if we don't wash ourselves, we should not be allowed to dry ourselves. Yet, the Paiskim all say that according to the Ran, once Chazal did not make a gzeira, to dry yourself on Shabbos, that gzeira remains in place forever. Although I did see that maybe this is only for people in Tveria. Because in Tveria, they allow, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Dev Mem, they allow the people to go to Chami Tveria on Shabbos. So if that's the way we're going to learn, maybe this gzeira, maybe this rule that one is allowed to wash himself, dry himself on Shabbos is only in Tveria, where they allowed washing on Shabbos. But if one lives in a place where they don't allow washing on Shabbos, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to dry yourself on Shabbos either. Delia Rabba quotes the Yerayim and the Sefer Truma that the reason one is allowed to dry himself is because it's not a lot of water that's involved when one dries himself, and therefore there's much less of a concern of schita. So I saw the Paiskim suggest that would only be if you use a bath towel or a decent-sized towel. But if you're going to use a small towel to dry yourself, there, even if there isn't a lot of water left on your body, there may be a chashash for chsita. The Gra gives a third reason. The Gra says that typically people are not interested in retrieving the water that's in a bath towel. When is there a concern for schita? The concern for schita, says the Gra, is only in a situation where we think you may want to retrieve that water. But in a situation where we have no reason to believe that you want to retrieve that water, that's when there's no chashash for schita, and that's why one may dry himself with a bath towel on Shabbos. And actually, all three of these reasons that we just gave help us understand a very fundamental question that many ask. There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a story that happened with the Eved of the Resh Galusa that put his clothing that got wet next to the oven to dry. And Rava was angry at him and told him he shouldn't do so because we're concerned that you may come to do schita on that beged. Or a very famous Gemara at the end of Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amun Aleph. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that somebody is walking on Shabbos and he comes to a large puddle of water. The halacha is he's not allowed to walk through that puddle. Why is he not allowed to walk through that puddle? Because we're concerned that his clothing may get wet, and if his clothing get wet, he may come to do schita. Yet in our Gemara, as the Mefarshim, we see that we're not concerned that one is going to squeeze out his bath towel. So how do we reconcile this? So according to all three explanations that we just gave, it's very understandable. According to the Ran, it's an extension of the heter for one to wash himself. So when did Chazal allow you to dry yourself with a towel? Chazal allowed you to dry yourself with a towel when you're washing. And since you're allowed to wash, the Ran said, if we're going to allow you to wash and not allow you to dry yourself, it's a gzeirah she'en hatziv yechayim lamedbay. It's something that won't be followed. But this is not a situation of washing when one's walking through a puddle or one's drying his clothing. Similarly, the Eliyahu, the quote of the Urayim and the Sefer Truma, that will speak about a case where you don't have that much water left on you. That's why we don't have to be concerned. That's when we don't have to be worried about schita. But if you walk through a puddle, you may get very, very wet. And therefore, they would say maybe there is a concern for schita. Or the Gra, that the Gra said, typically when a person uses a towel, he's not interested in retrieving the water from that towel that he used to dry himself. And therefore, there is no concern for schita. But a person whose clothing gets wet, and obviously nobody wants to walk around with soaking clothing, they were going to have a situation of a concern for schita. So in other words, even though we just learned in our Gemara, and we learned the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that there is no concern for schita on a towel, what we're learning now is, it's specifically a towel that you use after you wash yourself, or wash your hands, specifically in a situation where you have no interest in the water that's in that towel, and specifically in a situation, a very important point, that the towel doesn't get too wet. But then the Rishonim ask another question. Even if we're not concerned for schita, why is this not considered kibus? Making the towel wet should be considered schita. So again, if we follow what the Urayim said, they were speaking about a situation that there isn't too much water on your body that you're absorbing with that towel. So then that's not considered kibus. Kibus is only when you use a decent amount of water. When you're not using a decent amount of water, that would not be considered a situation of kibus. Another pshat, Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Hai, says that we only say Shuryosoi Zui Kibusoi on something that's dirty. But here, we're not talking about a dirty towel. We're talking about a clean towel. And according to Tosfos, indeed, one would have to be careful to use a clean towel to do the washing. Furthermore, Tosfos over there in that Tosfos also says that if you don't do it b'derech kibus, rather, as Tosfos says, you do it b'derech lichluch, that's not considered washing yourself. And here too, we're not doing it b'derech kibus, we're doing it b'derech lichluch. And since we're doing it b'derech lichluch, it's not considered an act. It's not considered an act of kibus. It's not considered an act of kibus. Wiping yourself is not considered derech kibus, and therefore it would not be considered an act of kibus. The Sefer Truma says when you do this and you have no intention of doing an act of kibbutz, that's not considered shiryusai zei kibbutzai. Another teretz that the Miri seems to suggest, that only on clothing do we say shiryusai zei kibbutzai, but not on something that's a towel. A towel, we don't say shiryusai zei kibbutzai.